And I want to come at it absolutely pragmatically. I'm interested in how we use our system of practice as something that's deeply transformative. And I think that's the main point I want to make this morning. I've been using the system of meditation as an analogy because I think it's the most systematic part of our teaching. But our system of training, our system of practice, is not just limited to meditation practice. So I want to try and broaden out a little bit. And I want to start with this idea of the centrality of going for refuge. I have to say, the centrality of going for refuge is one of these ideas I come back to again and again, and I think, have I really understood this? Have I understood why it gets quite the emphasis that it does on Bhante's teaching? And I'm not sure I've completely exhausted the implications of the centrality of going for refuge. When I became a preceptor, I went back and read a lot of Bhante writing about going for refuge. Very, very struck by a particular passage. I don't have the history of my going for refuge with me, so I'm doing this more or less from memory. But it's a paraphrase of a point that Bhante made at the time of the first ordinations. And he said, at the time of the first ordinations, now 11 other people, at least to some extent, shared my understanding of going for refuge. So the whole way he described the ordination was 11 people understanding his experience. He had just described the last 25, 30 years of his own thinking. And it's almost you get this Kundanya knows moment. You get the idea that 11 other people have understood what he understood as the nature of spiritual practice. And then he went on to say, not that that understanding of going for refuge was something fixed, that it was now unfolding in 11 other lives as well as in my own. And actually that idea of a shared understanding that wasn't fixed but was developing in 11 other lives, and those people in dialogue with each other, and that developing understanding being supported by their communication with each other. Personally, I found that a very moving description of what happened at the point of the first ordinations and what I think the nature of our spiritual community is. It's our own personal experience, our own personal understanding, deepening and coming into relationship with a network of other people whose experience is deepening. And out of that communication, something of significance happens that's deeper than any of us would do on our own. The point I was trying to make was that for Bhante, obviously, this whole area of going for refuge and a shared understanding of going for refuge is definitive in the nature of the order.